The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
They've had to gather up everything they have. If you look at some of the people around you, they're carrying a mattress and everything they can, just whatever they own, they've brought into this area. This is now going to have to be home. And we encountered woman after woman who have lost children, many of them saying we are in critical need of food. It's a desperate situation for us.
And it's still dangerous.
I mean, we were just there and the situation was not good at all. It was one of the most dangerous places I've been.
Next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. I know we're not supposed to be touching and putting our arms around people, but I'd like to help pull you up close to the heart of God. Betty's not with me today. And you know that if she's not sitting here beside me, there has to be a reason. Well, she really didn't rest well, and she was having a little trouble breathing. Don't be alarmed. There's not something serious. She's trying to be very careful. And I want to encourage you all to do that, but not be fearful or panic-stricken. God is no part of that. He doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, His power, and a sound mind, a safe, secure, wise mind, which we're seeking to be wise. I want to say a prayer for you. Father, I don't know what's going on in the life of the viewer and all the different viewers all over the world, but I know You are vitally interested in what's going on in their life. And I want You to let them know just how interested. And then, Lord, I would like You to so touch every viewer right now with an understanding of just how much love You desire to flow freely through them. As You love them, they are a vessel through which and through whom You love so many others. In Jesus' name. Can I tell you something? The Lord made it very clear to me that those of you who watch Life Today are a very special, the Bible often uses a special group, a few survivors sometimes, or oftentimes a remnant, a special people, that He accomplishes His eternal kingdom work through because they really want to know and do His will. And let me tell you something. The faithful viewers of Life Today and the people that are drawn to this program, unquestionably, look beyond themselves, and they care about others. You're a very special people. Today is a very special program because we're talking about the need for people to have food to live. And we need spiritual food, which we seek to provide every day right here through some of the most gifted vessels on the planet who love God and love You. But we also do missions. And you want to know why? Because God called missionaries to go and put His arms around the least of these. And then, as the missionaries told me, He raised up a very special group. The missionaries say far more special than them. People like you, who enable them to fulfill the call of God and accomplish His will. With broken hearts and full of love, they don't have empty hands. They can actually minister to the needs of the people, because of the love of God, not only in their heart, but flowing through you. A young lady is with us right now that has been on virtually every mission trip all over the world. More than 70 countries. You may correct me and tell me it's a whole lot more than that. But she goes with joy. She's been working with me first time when she's 16 years old, and then very regularly shortly thereafter. And now then, I know it's tough to say this, but she's just over 60. So she's been working a long time, and she goes with the greatest joy and passion and compassion of anyone I know. You see her pictures all the time. She's taking pictures all over the world on the mission field and bringing us glimpses of need, of love, compassion, and the glory of God in the most difficult circumstances. Janice Meyer, I'm glad to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. I mean, usually I'm out there. It's fun to be sitting here with you.
You're our floor director, and you do an excellent job when you're here. You went to a country that's very dangerous. And I know because I walked with Franklin Graham all over it in the early days. And we had to use mine detectors to even walk out to the tent we were going to sleep in. And it's still dangerous. You went and you were basically there for over 3 weeks.
I was.
Were you afraid?
No, I'm just, people say you're so courageous. And I'm like, no, I'm not really, because I just wasn't given that fear thing. It might be not the smartest on the planet, but I love it too much. And I love the people too much. And I mean, I'm ready to go right now, go back out. But I'm not afraid, but not because it wasn't a situation that might deem that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just there, and the situation was not good at all.
And we're going to see that, too, in the course of this program. But what is it that carries you there, Janice? Why are you so excited about sending back so many pictures that you even share continually on your own Facebook and with your friends, and you show people situations that are extremely painful and difficult to look at? How do you handle all of this, and yet you have such a passion to show people the least of these in a way that they might want to get God's arms around them? Is that what's actually perhaps happening in your mind a little bit?
That is the whole motivation. I mean, my desire in my life from the beginning to go, my first trip out of the country was to Mozambique, Africa. And since that day, and I saw what is happening around the world, my life was changed. And the desire I didn't even know was in there was to bring back the story of the people that aren't allowed to tell their story. I sometimes take a photo of a child and then that child dies and I think, I have the only thing that says that child was ever alive. I have the only proof to say this child lived and this child was important. And I hope that that child doesn't die in vain, that child, I can bring even that story back and somebody will say, let's stop it. But that's the compassion in my heart. And I don't think I wouldn't go unless I could make a difference, because then I would just be heartbroken all the time.
If all you were taking is pictures of pain, suffering, and death, I don't think you'd go back.
I can't do it.
But what is it that takes you back? Because what do you see people watching us right now able to do when you just become a vessel through which God flows His love? Tell them what enables you to go back, Janice, because what the missionaries enable to happen.
Well, I keep going back because our people are so great. And they say, go back. And they say, let's do all we can. Because one time I was asked, do you feel like you're, Janice, from a friend, do you feel like you're spitting on a forest fire? And I said, I had to excuse myself and go to the bathroom and cry. Because it hurt me so bad, because I thought, would we ever ask that of a cancer researcher? Would we ever ask that of an AIDS researcher? No. We wouldn't, because it could feel like that there too. But we are not spitting on a forest fire. We're changing lives. We're changing one at a time. And the reason I will always go until somebody says you cannot go anymore is because of this child and that child. That mother that buried her child and I went to the grave with them. That's the only reason I go. And because I know it's simple. It's not cancer research. It's food. I know that we can make a difference. I know that so little can do so much. James, there's a few statistics that have changed my life. This one I just learned like about a year or two ago. And I just spoke at a retreat recently and I said to them, I said, what if you were in the top 1% financially of the world? What would you do differently? I said, let's sit on that and let's think about it. And you know, we've all passed the billboard of a lottery and thought, what would I do with that? But if you were in the top 1% financially of the world, what would you do? Well, then I looked it up. If you make $32,400, you are in the top 1% of the world financially. Changed my life. I am in that. I do have that much. I have that much to give. I do. And it changed my life. I'm like, I'm going to live differently. And so to know those facts and to know that 99% of the world lives differently than me, I can make a difference. And right now, things are hard all over the world. And my heart, though, last night, laid in bed and cried because I knew there were hundreds of thousands of children lining up for food that may not get it. We may have to say no. And that is the fear of my life, is that we would have to say no to children.
Dennis, you know, you just mentioned the research for cancer, like spitting on fire. We lost a daughter to cancer.
Yes.
most beautiful 40 years of Jesus' life we've ever seen. And you would say, we want to help them. You wouldn't say it was wasted. Janice, listen, they're looking for a cure for cancer.
Yes. My mom died of cancer last year.
Exactly. We have the perfect cure, though, for what you're seeing.
Right.
When you come back and say, this child is dying, we have a perfect cure. We're just going to give them food. You know, we used to see them come with these old rusty cans and try to get it. And they came with plastic bags. And they put the soup in it, the missionaries, and it would burn through and be on the ground. And those little kids reached down and scoop up the dirt to get the soup. And you said, let's give them a heat-resistant bowl. The missionaries were afraid for us to spend money on bowls because they said, we got to have food. We got to have food.
Right.
We don't want to take money for a bowl. We just, listen to me, listen to me. You're a miracle worker. You're the perfect cure. You give them what God made that we all need. I've asked God to give us the greatest outpouring of love we've ever seen. And I know Betty's home right now praying for me and praying for you. I want the perfect cure for whatever attacks you. I want the perfect cure for the coronavirus and any virus. I think we get the more perfect move of God's love when we allow it to flow freely through us. I want you to listen to Isaac Pretorius as he just gives us a picture of what's going on in South Sudan. Some of the most precious people in the world live there. It was very dangerous. Even before this program's over, you're going to see that our missionaries had to pack up and get out. But I want you to listen to this missionary talk about what your love is doing and can do. Please listen closely, but above all things, I want you to look up at God and say, God, you know, we want a cure for every virus, the coronavirus. We don't want older people to die, and they have to have a respirator for some and not one, and we pick who lives and dies. God, we want your love around people. So today, this is a chance. I'm saying, God, let's start a river of love flowing more freely than ever. Just listen to Isaac as he talks about this situation, that the love of God flowing through you and these missionaries is making an eternal, indescribable, miraculous difference. Watch closely.
We're here in the Pibor area of South Sudan, and we're briefed by the head of security, and they've said to us, look, you cannot venture out of here today. We were supposed to go out in some of the villages that we're helping in, where literally the conditions are just desperate. They just get hit by crisis after crisis. They literally have lost homes as a result of flooding in some months ago. The drought that has onset after that, they now are unable to produce food for themselves. We found woman after woman who have told us how they've lost children as a result, and yet now they face this heightened insecurity and a physical risk. And it's just devastating because they're children that will be suffering within this area of malnutrition, of starvation. And now they find themselves here where the conditions just worsen. They've had to gather up everything they have. If you look at some of the people around you, they're carrying a mattress and everything they can, just whatever they own, they brought into this area. This is now going to have to be home. And we encountered woman after woman who have lost children, many of them saying we are in critical need of food. It's a desperate situation for us. I need you to understand, the mothers here want peace for their children. They just want to be able to have a settled home, to be able to meet the needs of their children, keep them alive, and a dream of seeing their children thrive. They're not the ones creating the conflict. They are victims to what is happening here from a small group of people that are attacking their area and literally stealing their lives. For most of these women, their biggest concern is, how am I going to feed my child? We will try and meet the needs of these people immediately, but the real challenge is that we've got to get back out into those villages. We're ready to go. The moment they give us security clearance, we'll go back to those villages and we'll reach those people, because it is our responsibility as their neighbors to express God's heart and to extend His hand to them. But we cannot do it without you.
They literally had to pack up and move, and the people moved, because there was a militia group coming to basically kill them, and they would have targeted the missionaries. But they will go back, and they will be in those villages. Janice, I remember when we were held captive in Angola, and I'd been held hostage before and separated from Betty, from the rest of you. along with Peter. But on this occasion, Peter looked at me and he said, I don't know if I'm going to get out of here this time. And God used a man they had led to Christ, Albert, who so shook up those militia and those military that were going to take us, not only our tapes, but it looked like our lives. So we know what happened there. But the love of God, listen, those missionaries will be right back there. Our team didn't go home. They moved away from that area and went right back. And they went because the love of God's going, listen, those people you're looking at, nearly all of them, have been led to Christ. And they are so open to receive the gospel that is presented in love because it's a demonstration. Janice, what does the Lord put on your heart that you want to share with our viewers today that I hope will stir their heart to be the hands of Jesus?
Right. Well, first of all, in that situation, it was one of the most dangerous places I've been recently, for sure, since the time we were together. When we were landing every day there on a small plane, and that day we landed and thousands of people were fleeing with everything they have on their head. And there were 15,000 militia coming that way. So we went in and we visited with them and we did what we can, but we were told we had to leave. And we, like you said, we took out three of our partners' people out with us. We got back. Immediately they said, we have to go back. And they said, we can't not be there. We need to help them. And they were sent right back.
Wow.
And that is what it is out on the field. That's what it's like. That's how our people are. That's the way they are. And my heart is that we don't leave anybody behind. We begin to feed there, and we are. But we'll get in there, we'll get into the villages, and we'll bring mission feeding, which does save lives. Because without it, I've watched too many die, James. I've watched way too many die for lack of food. And my mind will never, I don't care how many years I do this, will never reconcile with that because we have a way to change it. So, James, that's my heart, and that's what my heart will always be. And I just want to bring it to the people, and I want to say, please, please, please do what you can. Won't you be a part of it? When do you get a chance to be a part of something that you know will save a life? Not often. Please, won't you join us? You get to sit here and you get to ask the people, and I don't. I go out, but this opportunity, I'm saying please, from somebody that's in the field, I'm asking you, I'm begging you. I would get on my knees right now and ask you to continue to feed children like these around the world because we are making a difference. I see it firsthand, James.
Oh, boy, I'm just asking you, who will be the resurrection life? It's so desperately needed. I want you to just make your mind right now. We've told you for years, $30, $50, $100, you can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. And you know I always ask if you could feed 10, do it. I'm looking at this bronze here of this mother. She's got water on her head. A lot of them can't find water, but our viewers have given them water where they've never had it. She's got a little child on her back. It's a mother's strength. She'd do anything for her baby and what they need so desperately. It's not just water, but boy, right now they need food. And she would go to any extent. We're sending this bronze to those of you who would help us save the lives of 100 children. You know, we've saved, according to the missionaries, that they've been able to track and confirm with the various nations of the world where we work, 15 million lives, but think of them one life at a time. Think of them, the 10 children that you could literally give life to, or 100 children if you made a $1,000 gift and you joined with the strength of these mothers who are just praying for God to raise up their children, to give them a future. Would you just say, God, today, let me go online or call in and make the greatest gift I've ever made. You listen to the heart of God through a missionary as he talks about the love of a mother and the desires of their heart that you can fulfill. You can give the greatest gift. You can give life.
I'm here with a lady called Vogel here in this village in South Sudan, and I actually don't even know where to start to begin to explain to you what this lady's been through. 5 children that she had, but she's lost 2 of them. 2 precious little children that have been stolen away because of something that is so simple and yet so significant, and that is the lack of food.
Lagi dia nanya ke dia tu, kau tanya dia dah kahwin tak lagi? Ung na dia je tu, yang la kau tahu la ngan kegan na lor.
We've asked her, what is it that you need most? And she said, more than anything else, more than shelter, more than anything, what I need is food for my children. I have to have food to feed my children. Almost with a level of panic. I'm appealing to you from the bottom of my heart to please help us do something for this lady and for the woman that she represents all over this area. Women who are desperate for something called food. This lady lost two of her five children in just 1 month. Who'll be next? You see, we can't wind back the clock on the two children she's lost, but we can stop her from losing another one because your gift is the gift of life.
God, I just found myself praying for you and those you love. We did lose a daughter, okay? We have 11 grandchildren. We now have 7 great-grandchildren. You think we don't understand what it means to love a child? How precious. Every one of you who are grandparents or parents or you just love kids. Would you please, you make the greatest gift you can. Would you get your checkbook and make a check to life, or would you go get your bank card and call the number that's a prayer line for broken hearts and people who have loved ones that are sick or needy? Or would you go on the website and make the gift? Or if you could give $100 or $1,000, I'll guarantee you, you sure will lighten a lot of mothers' loads for those beautiful little kids. So precious to them. But don't you think $30 is too little? 3 children, 3 people. Father, help everybody do what they can right now. We have some beautiful gifts to bless you with. Spiritually inspirational, I promise you. But would you right now, please, get your bank card or checkbook. Make the gift God puts on your heart. If you mail it in, please call and tell us you're sending. I want to tell those missionaries, the support is on the way. You're going to be able to feed those children. You're going to be the miracle those mothers pray for.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Global Impact of Life Journal. This softcover journal includes pictures from the mission field and inspiring scriptures as a reminder of your impact in giving to bless lives around the world. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Global Impact Bible. This English Standard Version presents a fascinating guide to the impact of the best-selling book of all time, filled with quotes from well-known figures, photographs, and reproductions of fine art. It highlights the many surprising ways Scripture has shaped civilization. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
My name is Janice. I've been a photographer with the Life Outreach Mission Team for over 20 years. I've traveled all over the world trying to help children in need. Even though my heart is broken each trip by the amount of pain and suffering I've witnessed, I wasn't prepared for what I saw on our trip to South Sudan. This boy's name is Lazarus. His Christian mother gave him this name, and it's very fitting because Lazarus needs a miracle.
He wanted to see his picture a minute ago. I was scared to even show it to him because I don't know if he understands what he looks like. And I showed him, and the man said, he's saying, "Who is that? Who is that?" Can't even recognize himself. Thousands like this all over Sudan. We need to help them get a brand new start. We need to help them grow and be children and have fun. All it takes is food. Food. It's so simple. Jesus, give him a miracle. Give this baby a miracle. Oh.
Well, on behalf of Betty and all the missionaries, I thank you. And Janice, I want to thank you for going to the ends of the world, literally, to put God's arms around people. And let me just say to all of you as we say goodbye, you know, I'm in my 70s. You know what we found out? The people that control the greatest resources on the planet are 60 and 70 and over, 50 and over for sure. God has entrusted to our watch care at this time of being elders, the older, the resources to release more of the love of God than has been released in history. Let's do it. Let's be a part of that great awakening. Let's pour out the love of God. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.